that were non-circulated as far as myself and members of our committee did not receive at that time. From that time, everybody did receive those, correct?
Mm-hmm.
All right. I'm sure there's many questions. Tracy?
Well, it's my understanding, and Dave's not in here and Ken's not in here, that Dave is willing to, where there's a suggestion to add, to amend the resolution to make it subject to make it go to a referendum in November.
I did mention that to him, but he never came back with an answer.
Yeah, that's my understanding, but I don't know if you want to take it out of order and wait till they come in, because Ken's in a discussion, and I don't know where Dave is.
All right, well, hold wait.
Yeah, you know, about
go
this,
on, yes, sir.
You know, I just, you know, we're looking at this, you know, let's be honest what this is about. We spent $16,000 on a mailing to notify residents of the county that there would be a referendum on the family court. That was discussed at this committee. I go check the minutes. We talked about how we're going to have an active campaign make sure people knew that there was a referendum. Go look the minutes. I have them if you want to see them. It was discussed at this committee with everyone's knowledge. That mailing was reviewed by the chairman of the legislature and the minority leader before anything went out. So again, this is a political thing that impacts the ability of the county executive to manage the money in this county, which is important. So again, if your issue is you want to know about it, we're willing to talk about it and, you know, have a policy where we'll provide notice, but it's wrong to amend the charter responsibilities of the county executive because someone didn't like that was provided notice to residents about a referendum.
I can, in response to that, you could be correct on that you notified the chairman and the minority leader. I know I was not notified. I don't think any members of our committee were, or any other legislators were notified.
Rich,
we never talked about expending any kind of money. We said that we would go out, and when I heard about it, I did tell Mike that I was not happy spending county money on something like this unless we knew beforehand.
Rich, go check the minutes of the last joint meeting you had between Public Works and the Ways and Means Committee when we discussed family court.
Wow.
You said, Mr. Cornell, are we going to have an active campaign, paraphrasing, are we going to have an active campaign to notify voters that this exists? And I said, the county executive would be happy to work with the chairman and the minority leader and the leadership of the legislature to make sure we get that done. It's in the minutes.
Okay, so that doesn't mean that you're expending money. But there again, it's yesterday. You can't change it.
Sure, but
and there again,
we are
not looking at this as a political thing. At least I'm sure everybody around this table is not. So there again, yeah. If that was done, that was discussed, fine. But in my mind, sitting here, I'll speak for myself only. I didn't know we were going to spend county money, any kind of county money, to proceed with it. Okay.
Yeah, but again, this is
what we did. Okay, and then someone brought this, maybe for that reason, maybe not. I don't know what the intentions were.
We know what the intentions were.
Okay, but that's not the reason why we're doing it. Tracy,
I feel like, with all due respect, we're getting away from the point. Dave can speak to his motivations, but I'm trying to analyze the legislation not based on any history of what.
Well, that's what I'm trying to say. Let's get rid of why.
Weighing in on any of that. That's, to me, it's about. And I can see, you know, I read all the positions. I can see minority counsel's argument in terms of it being a clarification. But I also acknowledge that legislative counsel agrees with the county council that it would be subject to a referendum. So. I think we have to have a discussion about whether or not we think this is good practice, and if the debate has been about the referendum, then we need to have a different discussion if the sponsor is willing to say to put it to a referendum, because that changes the tenor of the argument, since that seemed to be a major sticking point, which I'm acknowledging myself that I think putting it to the public, this is a complicated thing to put to the public. I'm not sure how the public will weigh in on such a minutia issue, but if that's what we have to do, that's what we
Dave,
have to do.
Dave, I spoke to you after the last meeting at the community college. I told you that there was some concerns because it's not a referendum. I asked you at that time to consider putting in the resolution a referendum. I'm not saying where it's going, but I mean, I was told earlier before that you agreed to have this, have the wording in here be included to a permissive referendum.
If that's
mandatory
referendum.
Right. That's fine. I mean, like I said, I don't believe we do need to do that. I think it's a clarification. And it'd be different if they were, in other words, because it's merely, it's personnel. And I actually fixed the resolution at one point because I realized that it was actually too much because it would not allow them to use the money even for other personnel. So that was changed. So therefore, it can be used if you have a position that is not filled, but yet you have to have overtime. They're still able to, county executive would still have the power to move that money in that manner into an overtime because it's making payments it's for that of personnel. It just can't go into other things because then you're creating policy. That's my take on it. And my motive is when I saw that, I realized that it was wrong. That's all my motive is on that one. But anyway, having said that, I had no problem with going to referendum if that's what you...
If you can't make an amendment here, you have to make it on the floor. So there again, you would have to make that amendment on the floor. Correct, Dave?
Oh, I think you can make it in the committee because I'm okay.
It's the day of the session. You can't make it in committee.
Oh, okay. No. It's the day of the session. Okay, no problem.
All right. Carl?
Yeah, I just want to say that I'm not defending what motive there was for...
Let's stop what the motives are because no one knows what the motives are. Let's the sponsor.
Right.
He already told us what it is.
All right, but we are the policy.
Okay, so let's figure about this resolution itself.
Right.
Okay.
If it's a mandatory resolution, referendum, then I'm all for it. But the reason why this came forth, I think, is just important to recognize that there are sometimes things in government that don't make sense and could be changed. I'll give you an example, the aggregate $50,000 in contracts to the county. Okay, for years we've been seeing contracts over $50,000 and nothing under, you know, and then all of a sudden we're seeing how much we're spending on amended contracts. I don't know if this is going to be a good thing or a bad thing or if it's going to be a hindrance on the county executive, but it's our right at least to explore it and not be afraid to come out and see whether or not this is going to fly.
So,
but I'm not defending you.
I've thought long and hard about this, and I've gone back and forth on it, and I've heard both arguments, and I the argument on one side seems to be, well, it's not a big deal because it's not that many times, and then on the other side, it's a really big deal to do this because it's not so many times, and I don't think that there's a good reason to do this. I don't think that there's a good reason not to do this, and that's really what I'm struggling with. I don't think, you don't change the founding document. The charter is our constitution. You don't change the founding document on something this minuscule, I think, on the fly. I think that if we were going to bring something like this up, it should be done in the form of a charter revision commission, which we're going to be having in September. And I think that it would be better for us to wait until we get a charter revision commission together and we can look at things holistically rather than trying to piecemeal something this minuscule. That's the best I can come up with from how I felt about this entire discussion. I think that the arguments from both sides are ridiculous.
Anybody else? Tracy?
Yeah, I mean, I've sort of struggled with some of the arguments as well, but I often look at things imagining a worst-case scenario, imagining maybe a less responsible executive and Department of Finance, and imagining this being exploited in a more extreme way. I mean, I think it's true. It hasn't been exploited, and the numbers are small, and the numbers of times are small. So, and I trust our Department of Finance. So, again, I'm
going on the limb for you.
I imagine a worst case, and I try to look at policy as it would extend. Across administrations, I'm inclined to support it and to put it to a public hearing and hear what comes back and hear what that's what we're talking about right now is setting a public hearing, hear what there is to say beyond. I don't know if more people are going to come out with more compelling arguments. I'm not sure, but I'm inclined to support it at this point.
Mark,
Trace, thanks, and you mentioned worst case scenario. On the other side of things, God forbid something happens where we need funds right away, our hands are tied now.
But Bert,
if we had a tropical storm and I needed funding to get something paid right away.
Okay, but my question then is it your contention that we should keep unfunded lines in order for an emergency, or is that something that's supposed to be in a contingency? Or I mean, this is the part that's...
But as I say, those things are adopted in the budget. Those lines are moving all the time. We fill vacancies. We have new... It's all the time. So that funding still needs to be in place.
Hey, Dave and Ken.
Thank you.
Dave first.
I have respect for the finance department, but I find that answer ridiculous. The idea that you have to have a unfilled position, and you're using positions that are unfilled for emergency purposes, I find that irresponsible, actually. That is the wrong way of looking at those types of things. You don't use unfilled positions for emergencies. They're supposed to be filling those positions. We're telling the public we need this many positions, and then we're turning around not filling them for years and then using them in order to fund somebody for emergency. That's wrong. Yes. That is not, and if you take a look at it, in fact, I remember when I talked to you at first about it, you couldn't believe that he could actually do that and move that money in that matter. Mm-hmm. Because normally that is not accepted. You don't use money in personnel, using money in personnel lines to go do some type of a program. And that's wrong. And the thing is, if you, in an emergency case, if you can't tell me that you can't grab money from someplace else and then turn around and say, come back to the legislature and say, look, we're going to need to get the money because we had, it was an emergency case, and we had this unfilled position, so can we replenish the other one with your unfilled position? And I'm sure you're not going to have a problem with it unless it's something that's kind of shady, which I doubt.
Thanks, Richard. I just want to put this on the record for the committee. I've heard this argument about these phantom employees and all these vacancies, and I saw the report from the controller. It was wrong. I pulled the, first of all, our numbers ebb and flow every day. So the day after that report, I pulled the vacancy report of approximately 1,310 fully funded full-time positions in our budget. That day that I looked, we had 28 vacancies. Okay, of that, probably 9 were somebody that carried over more than one budget cycle. Of that 9, several of them were 100% state-funded positions at the Department of Social Services. I know the chairman knows about this, where we have work taken away from us from the state, but we still have the money. We have the vacancy and 100% state money. Okay, I don't want to fill a position and then have to lay someone off because the work doesn't exist. It has no impact on our budget. There are a handful of other positions where there's a civil service hold, where someone had been promoted. We can't eliminate the underlying position because they have rights back to it. A handful of those. So positions that were carried over more than one budget cycle, 3 or 4 tops, okay? Where are the phantom positions that I keep hearing about? They don't exist. There are, again, ebb and flow, it changes every day, but this notion that we have these huge stockpiles of vacancy dollars out there that we raise, it's just blatantly false. We provided the list of emergency things that we've had to done. We've had people that have had tuberculosis. We had 3 or 4 people that had tuberculosis that worked at the same business. We're responsible by law to quarantine them and pay for their medication. It's extremely expensive. That's the kind of time you go to a pot like that to make things happen. They happen on an emergency basis, and you're noticed. Frankly, if the discussion was, you know what, we'd like to know immediately, we could work on that. We'd be happy to work on a policy to do that. But this notion that because we spent $16,000 on a mailing to notify our residents about family, but that's what it's about.
Dave admitted it.
Where are these phantom positions?
That's not what it's about. We had a discussion. We had a discussion. Whatever your motives were, they were. Whatever he says, they said. Whatever
it
you
was,
said.
That's where I okay. found it. I didn't realize that they were allowed to do that.
Carl,
just on another note, though, we should have a monthly personnel report.
We do.
Where is it?
We do.
We get it every month.
And you get it from this committee every month.
I send it to the chairman of the committee every month.
When do we get? You also get a monthly budget transfer report, too.
Monthly budget? Yeah, but we get monthly budget reports.
And I haven't been asked one question on any transfer.
We get it.
We send it, I mean, I don't know about Amber, I'm not going to, but Don would send it every single month.
Amber sends it, too.
Yeah, Amber sends it, too.
Goes out with the...
Can't send it to me.
Yeah, that's right, you just sent it last week.
I'm happy to send it to whoever.
The budget transfer?
Send it to the chairman.
But the personnel report?
The Belfilia report.
The personnel report.
You get that, too.
Okay.
All right, any other questions on this?
Never missed a month, Carl.
Ben?
I'd just like to restate for the record what I've stated previously in this committee and other committees and privately to other legislators. We already have the authority to do what Legislator Donaldson wants to do at budget time, and I think that that's the appropriate time. If we have a concern about unfunded vacancy or unfilled vacancies in the budget, we should move them into contingency, and then the county executive wouldn't be able to access those funds without requesting it from the legislature.
Which we've done before. We've done that before.
Show me the money. Show me where these vacancies are.
Well, we have done it.
Regardless of whether there are other areas,
other departments, I'm not sure we did it for the county.
If there's a problem.
Anyway, any other questions? We are not going to take a vote on this. It's going on the floor, right? Correct?
Amendments?
Yeah. Well, you can't make an amendment here.
There needs to be a vote to pass to the floor, otherwise it stays in committee.
You have to pass out of committee if that's the rule.
Well, the thing is, what I guess everybody's going to do, hopefully, you've got to put an amendment on the floor.
Yeah, that's what you will do. Amendment on the floor. You tell me, maybe you can give me the exact amendment so I put it in properly. Nick?
Subject to
Chris?
Sure.
Yeah, watch out though. There might be more postage.
I remember that, you know, if this were to pass out of committee and there were a referendum, I would imagine that the referendum language would read something along the lines of what Dave and John's lawsuit demanded that the referendum on the family court read. You know, shall local law number 2 of 2017 be adopted?
No, we have to juice it up a little bit.
Okay, there you go.
Perfect. All right. This is for a public hearing.
This is for a public hearing.
Let's just take a vote.
But to have the public hearing, you need to have the referendum language written.
Right, correct. Right.
All right.
So it's not ready. But let's just vote on it anyway.
Why can't you vote on it? Is that ready?
My point exactly. Are you saying
you have to have it in writing before in front of you exactly what you're saying.
The referendum language.
Referendum language was not in front of us when we voted on the last one. The referendum language was disgustingly put together later on.
As far as I know, every time we had a referendum, you had to have the word.
You made an accusation. I deserve to defend myself.
Can we be clear on that? In the last one, which I supported that referendum, but in the last,
sorry,
in the last.
Hey, come on, please. Tracy has
sorry,
a floor.
It's okay. In the last referendum, the family court move was the language before us when we voted on the resolution.
No.
I do not believe it was.
No, but it's a different
I believe it was not.
I'm just saying it wasn't.
May I?
You may.
There was a distinction in the section of county law that dealt with the transfer, the moving of, everybody keeps saying the county seat, it wasn't the county seat, in the language of the state statute, the moving of a jail or a judge or a courthouse is subject to a mandatory referendum, but it authorized the clerk of the legislature to do that, to do certain things. That was distinction. It was different than what you're doing now.
Don't let the facts get in the way of a good story, B.
All right, hold on. Let me ask the three attorneys here. You got three, actually four, but let me ask three attorneys. Nick, do we need the wording of mandatory?
First and foremost, you have to condition it upon the conduct of one. You want to include the wording, I think it would be as simple as the chairman has suggested, and have it and then satisfied whatever's in there.
We can write the wording right now.
But do we need it before us, before we vote on this resolution tonight?
No, because you're going to do it on the floor.
The amendment isn't even made.
I understand that. So the amendment, this resolution is going to include a mandatory referendum to be included in
that. Upon the time of the amendment, we could have the language prepared at that.
But
it should be like 1 hour, 2 hours from now.
So we don't. You need that in writing before this body tonight before we can do that, correct?
I would say yes. At the time of the amendment.
Yeah, I mean, in all honesty, don't know if you need the exact wording, but we certainly have to have the contingency in there.
What do you mean the contingency?
The amendment.
The amendment.
Yeah, but if you think there's a concern, I think it'd be surplus if it's not required, so I don't think there's a problem.
I don't have any opinion on this. I'd have to go back and check the books.
Limiting the county executive from moving money and personnel lines.
Can I ask a timeline question? If in order to, I mean, I think to Ken's point, if the language is straightforward and simple, just verbatim, it shouldn't take more than 5 minutes to write. But in the interest of having everything before we move on it, even though we can't move it in this committee, how does the timeline change if this were to pass next month to set a public hearing? Does it push us past the possibility of actually going to a referendum?
You need to do a reverse calendar on this.
That's what I'm saying.
Without a reverse calendar, that question can't be answered tonight. There is also the issue of whether or not it's a ministerial change or on the local law or.
Right. Now, if you do after the public hearing.
Yeah. Right.
So if you do it before the public hearing,
it would be before the public hearing.
Yeah. I move to postpone.
You would have to do it prior to. Bring it to the floor. In my opinion, and have it included in the law. Mandatory referendum.
If it's the will of the committee to do this in committee, it can be done in committee at the next Ways and Means Committee meeting at the first Ways and Means Committee meeting in July. It can be done in committee and then go to the floor.
In the full form, in the completed form.
We don't have to rush to write a referendum tonight. We don't have to.
There's a motion on this.
Dave, you agree to that?
I don't. At this point, I really don't care. It seems like there is actually zero.
I'm trying to be gracious to you. I mean, it might have a little more freedom to go next month and pass that month. I mean, I hear a motion and a second already to.
Whatever. I mean, it's really a common sense thing to do. Like every other municipality, it's a common sense thing to do.
Every other municipality. I love it.
I will say, counties don't do this.
Mary Beth, what's your motion?
Motion to postpone.
Second.
I got the emails, Dave.
All right. Motion to postpone till next meeting. Correct?
Yes.
With inclusive into this, Dave, if you're willing to put a mandatory referendum stipulation.
And the language of the referendum. So,
right.
That's
all right. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Anybody against?
Nope.
Nobody? Okay. Thank you. Next, 261, authorized county share reconstruction of South Putz Road at a maximum estimated 171, authorizing the issue of bonds at 171.
Move it.
Second, all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Authorized 262, execute the chairman of Ulster County Executive. A memorandum of understanding of New York State allowing New York State Department of Correctional and Community Supervision to use at Ulster County's old jail Department of Public Works.
Moved.
Second.
Second.
Tracy, the questions were the reason why those terminations were in there. They're from the federal government.
State government.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Go on.
So B can speak to it. I spoke to B about this. I know that B said I don't think I've seen the amended contract, but B said the contract was amended to address some of the janitorial concerns. My concern, and just to back up, and B expressed to me the negotiations that have been going on and the unwillingness of the state to bend on the terms in terms of the time limit.
The termination
clause. That said, I feel very conflicted about moving forward with this without having a financial analysis of what this is actually costing us in order to, when you add in the janitorial services, the plowing, the heat, the cooling, whatever we all have to do, the garbage, and such a restrictive contract. I realize it's money coming in, but I have not yet been able to see the money going out. The one thing that B told me that gives me pause, which may or may not give other people pause, is that the state, after I guess losing their other site, looked to the county to have a place to provide accessibility to our parolees, which is a good thing. I mean, I want our parolees to be able to have access to their parole officers and be able to have their meetings. But I'm failing to understand how we're not in the position of power in terms of the negotiation when they're coming to us because they don't have a spot. I also, which I didn't get to speak to B about because it's not so much B's purview, I know that we had a resolution before us that was pulled that had to do with the basically the raising of this property in anticipation of the capital project for creating a ready site. And that was pulled. So I don't. Now we're looking at a 5-year contract. That's, you know, very tiny contract. But I don't see. I'd like to have a financial sense of what we're actually spending in order to make this little bit of money, $1,400 a month.
Burr, Ken, you have any numbers?
I don't. You get some.
Ken.
Legal. So frankly, this was worked on by the former commissioner of Public Works, and then turned over to me when she retired. I don't know if you all are aware. Tracy wasn't aware that the commissioner had retired last month. Sue Plonsky. So historically, this goes back to when we were looking at putting the parole board with another community organization that never followed through in the old jail. And they came to us because the parolees would now have to go to a neighboring county to report.
Which they previously had to do and was very cumbersome.
It was cumbersome. So it was something that they asked us to do. The state is not willing to negotiate terms and conditions, certain terms and conditions. I've spent hours on the phone with the representative from the state. The only thing I convinced him to do was change some minor things in the contract. But more importantly, the janitorial services initially talked about a daily cleaning. They're only there one day a month. Okay, that's when they're there. One day a week. So it's a weekly cleaning now. We already plow up there. That much I can tell you. We don't leave the premises unplowed because we have to for safety factors. So this is not something that's being promoted, but certainly something that's needed here in the county as far as the parolees are concerned. So I can't tell you what the expenses are. That would probably have to come from DPW as to what, you know, what it would cost for janitorial services.
Right. And I didn't ask you. Yeah. You're not supposed to bring it, but I asked at the last meeting that we get.
And I, you know, the building is, you know, we do have election machines in there, so we have to maintain some level of heat in the building as well. So, you know, I'm here to just tell you that I was able to negotiate it down from monthly to weekly for the janitorial services and a couple of other things in there that I saw. They will not budge on the termination clause issue. They have 45 days. We have 6 months, 180 days. So I don't know that that would be a hindrance if you decide you want to demolish the building or you want to go forward based on the fact that we have to go through certain procurement, seeker, everything else that we have to go through to get there to give them notice. I don't think that's an issue as far as time is concerned. So it's really up to the legislative body. What do you want to do? Do you want them there or you don't want them there?
Tracy?
Does anyone know?
You're next, Hector.
Is the, I mean, you said, Ken, you said that they used to be in another county and had to go to another county. So they're not required to keep a local office?
And it was always a problem because you'd get a guy at Mount Tremper and, you know, it was 32 buses and a 14-horse mule train.
Yeah.
And they'd lose a whole day to get to Poughkeepsie. So
yeah, and I feel very sensitive to that.
They came back into the county.
Mm-hmm. I'm very irritated with this contract, but I feel very sensitive to that issue. I find the contract to be...
So you're going to support it?
This was a big
deal. Well, I have a hard time not supporting access for parolees. I mean, people are on parole, you want them to be able to do right and not end up back in the system.
If they miss their meeting, they're back in.
And it was a big deal. It took a long time.
When did we start? When did they begin using this
since
space?
I've been here. Mm-hmm. 6 years since I've been here.
Yeah, I think it started when we were in the... I don't know if you remember Save Them Now. Does anybody remember that?
Yeah.
Okay. That's when it started. It was pre-executive form of government, sometime pre-executive form of government.
Yeah, I was in like my first term or so of the legislature. I sat on the reentry task force.
It's a $300 increase from the last 5 years. We had a 5-year permit. They no longer do permits to state. Now they call them MOUs. Frankly, it's a contract, whichever way you look at it. So it's a $300 increase, and that's, you know, they projected it on square footage and services. That's how they came up with the number that they've offered us. So.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's just that it's largely an unoccupied building that changes the dynamics versus a building where you, everything's running and going anyway, and you normally have janitors or you normally have all that stuff. So,
Hector.
So, when are we planning on demolishing the building?
We're not.
What's that?
We're not, according to this. You're going to release that. How are you going to demolish it?
Are we removing him from the capital plan?
180.
Excuse me?
I said there's 180 days.
Well, no, just turn. You give them notice. I mean,
you want to demolish the building?
Well, it is
you
in
got
our $20
million.
Dollars. It's in our capital plan. Mm-hmm. And there was a resolution before us that was pulled not long ago. Mm-hmm. I don't remember what month, but I remember seeing it and then.
I know that, you know, our goal, you know, we retain some state funding to help the process.
I can't hear you.
With regard to the demolition, Hector, we've obtained some state funding to assist that process. But we're still developing a really cost-effective plan to address it. We're not there yet. So we had, you know, we had started the process and we held back because we're not confident that we have a good solution. So we're still working on it.
Is the plan still to demolish the building?
I think eventually, yes.
Yeah.
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 Mm-hmm.
So the plan is still to demolish the building.
Tracy?
And just to come full circle on the discussion, since now I'm alerted to this issue, if the plan is to still demolish the building eventually when we have a cost-effective process, I would hope that we're going to start looking for an alternate room that we can rent the parole board because, again, I'm going to vote yes for this out of a sensitivity to parolees and access to the service, but not because I think this contract is great. Mm-hmm. In fact, I would like to see those numbers. I wouldn't be surprised if at the end the numbers prove to be not effective, but it's important for the people. So I'm going to, but I hope we can start thinking of another place.
Hector?
So, you know, that was the thing I know that B, you mentioned, so that we'd have to ask DPW as to what those costs.
I'll work on it.
Bert will get them through.
But we have to vote on it, you know.
I know.
In a matter of hours, not even.
Last week was contract.
So.
Questions.
I don't know how we're asking.
If you don't like it, vote no, Rodriguez.
All right.
I'm actually trying to get the yes, Kenny.
All right.
The yes.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Anybody against?
Can we get the trustees?
No. All right. Resolution 263. Capital fund balance for capital project 494, Business Resource Center to accommodate Family Public Works. This is the PLA. Moved by who?
Move it.
Second.
Second.
Questions, Hector?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. So, according to the purchasing director, I guess what they need is $22,500, I think. I think it's in actually for $25,000, right? Am I correct in that?
Correct, yeah.
So it's right now for $25,000. And that I guess apparently we're actually only paying $18,000 for the actual study, and apparently $4,500 is to go back to the contractor.
For what reason?
Their cut.
Allegedly, either I guess their cut slash because of their time to go and educate the people doing the study, which I assume that when we paid them, I guess as our general contractor or as our consultant, that we were already paying for it, but apparently I guess we're going to pay twice.
How did you get that information? Nobody else has it.
Mr. Ryder. You should ask Mr. Ryder.
Well, why don't you present it to us if you have the information?
I just got it today.
Oh, okay.
If you'd like, I'll read from the...
No, that's all right. That's all right.
No.
Bert,
I'd love to make you happy.
No, that's all right. Hector, I don't want to hear it. Bert.
Rich, I...
You know anything about it?
Nothing. No.
All right. If I may.
So, okay, hold on. I understand you have everything. So why don't we just put in this resolution 22.5 or 18,000 for the PLA? Let it be at that then.
Well, we're subbing it out.
I understand we're subbing out. You're paying a contractor $18,000 to do a PLA. Mm-hmm. You're paying the construction manager $4,500 to oversee the PLA or educate the subcontractor, whoever's doing it.
The bonding. Do you remember the bonding? If you're going to bond it, you bond the full amount, and then you get reimbursed later on. Whether it's the subcontractor or the grant, if you're getting a grant.
No, there's no grant.
Yeah. I'm just giving you a hit. Right. For instance, that's how you bond here. Okay, you bond the full amount.
You're bonding a little bit over what you actually need. That's
yes,
the question.
Correct.
Yeah.
would go up for what we spend, though. Right?
Tracy.
Yeah, I spoke with the purchasing director, too. I got very similar information. I mean, I don't know what Hector's... Hector can read what he's looking at in a second. But I also asked for, just because I was trying to get a handle on what these things cost, he said that the Kingston School PLA study, school renovation PLA study, was very similar priced. But it's a project at least ten times the cost. But then he said it's a stick kind of standard price.
I can't make it. Hold on.
I still feel like it's a lot of money, and I'm not sure why we're subbing out why we're going through a contractor and losing that $4,500. But Mark said that we're anticipating a savings, which is why we're undertaking the study. We're anticipating a savings with the PLA, which is why we're undertaking the study. So.
You have to do a PLA to determine the savings that you're going
to
have
during
the project.
Right?
I believe we have a policy that requires PLA studies on large projects.
You do. Right. You have a resolution.
You have a resolution in place. Well, the question becomes, why are we spending $25,000 if it's only cost us $22,500?
And really only cost $18,000 for the study.
Yeah. There's going to be a mailing.
Yeah, but no stamps, though.
Ouch.
All right, well, I would like just to make an amendment to this, that if it's only costing us $22,500, we will authorize a $25,000 in bonds, but we're only going to expend $22,500 unless they get determined to us where the other $2,500 is needed.
Where are you going to authorize?
I think the bond resolution has to pass.
The bond resolution has to pass.
Yes, it should still be $22,500.
It's still going to be $25,000, okay. But the thing is...
No,
they have to match...
Yeah, make it 22.5 if that's what the committee is.
Well,
you would switch the number to 22.5, not all that.
All right, so we're rectifying
263 and 264 would have to be 22,000.
I would only bond what you spend anyway, per se, in terms of the
authorization. And next time, tell Mark to give us the information prior. Well, you can relay that to him because I will call him tomorrow.
Okay. He only talks about it.
It will be relayed.
All right, make an amendment to change that to 22.5 for...
Move.
Second.
Second.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Then resolution, the other resolution that goes along with that.
Well, you got to vote on
264.
263 first.
All right, 263, all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
As amended, 22,500, and those amendments are going to have to be done on the floor.
Right, and 264, authorizes the cost of the bond itself at 22.5. Move, second.
Second.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
266.
Now you have to move to amend 264 to say 22.
We're going to amend it on the. We're going to have to amend it on the floor because it's the day of session.
Okay. 266. Authorizing the issue of additional 79,000 bonds of Ulster County for the part of reconstructed road project with shoulders throughout the county.
Move.
Second.
Second.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
268. Authorizing the Crossroad project S-turn. In the county of Ulster, estimated cost 1.880. God bless you. Authorize the issue of 230,000 bonds and said county to pay part of. Move.
Move it.
Second. Any discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. New business, old business. Everybody want to know that last month or last meeting we went into Ulster County Community College about the budget. We are spending $6.8 million as our share. We are also paying an additional $4.198944 in capital projects. So that's in addition to what we are paying. There were some questions the other night about the, you know, we should maybe increase that cost.
Can you repeat the number? Sorry.
$4,198,948.
Thank you.
All right. So I think we are very gracious to our community.
Chairman, is that the projects that are current?
The projects that are...
Keep in mind, the county's making payments on bonds that are those projects that have been completed as well. In terms of those are the projects that are ongoing, but... The county is also paying on bonds prior.
Long history.
So that number is actually more than even that.
So what's the total?
It's about 12 projects.
Yeah.
All right. So we're paying at least that much more.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Hey, Richie, I think it's really positive that the new president has, they've done a lot of work with our budget staff. And we think they're making a lot of internal changes that need to be made to make them more efficient. And I know that we've done a lot of work with them on their capital projects, and the projects are really going to, you know, things that benefit the students and things that really, I mean, to make sure that the doors operate properly and that they have proper windows. Again, just good projects that I think that are very well justified as part of the funding. So, again, there's a lot better coordination, and I know our budget office has done a thorough review of the budget and thought they've done a good job with it.
Anything else? Motion to adjourn, please. Second. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Carl, pass those down, please.
Oh, I'm coming to you. I just counted to make sure they're all there.
613.